Ultimate Influence site, Jeremy from Kentucky for the Republic Broadcasting Network here. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, and send much needed shekels for your purchase of free speech. For every $115 worth of free speech that you purchase, you can get a mug and a t-shirt. $230 gets one for you and the missus. And support free speech here on RBN. We're here on In Plain Sight. Go to our chat site, inplainsight.chatango.com, site spelled S-I-T-E, and let us know what you're thinking. Here on a Wednesday night, where we focus on the spiritual, I want to answer a couple of emails. One email in particular I want to answer is addressed to Christians. And the sender, I want to keep somewhat anonymous, but he writes, Jewish law is particularly stringent with regard to kosher wine, insomuch as many idolatrous faiths incorporate it into their ritual and pour it out to their idols to misuse it in other ways, such as the crypto-cannibalistic Roman Catholic communion, i.e., this is the body and this is the blood. Islam does not in any way regard the false prophet Muhammad as a deity or aspect of deity, unlike Christians, with regard to their false prophet. Therefore, if a Muslim touches or pours from a Jewish-owned bottle, the wine in the bottle and that which has been poured into any glass may be sold by the Jew for any non-consumption purpose. However, if a Christian does the same, the wine must be poured out into the street or down the toilet. No benefit whatsoever is permissible. Got it? That's from the emailer from Brooklyn, New York. I will keep his name anonymous, and obviously he is of Jewish descent. I answered that email, and I'll read the answer public on air as part of the spiritual section of Wednesday Night's In Plain Sight. The answer goes, as I write, so tell me, how do you properly worship YHVH without a temple? YHVH being the personal name of God the Father. How do you worship him, Jews, without a temple? Has it ever occurred to you that the Jews are in a state of rebellion and that the loss of the temple is a testimony to your fallen state? Moses predicted the national rebellion of Israel in Deuteronomy 32:16-18, quoting, and the Lord said to Moses, behold, you will rest with your fathers, and this people will rise and play the harlot, the gods of the foreigners of the land, where they go to be among them, and they will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be aroused against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, have not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil which they have done, in that they have turned to other gods. It's the Deuteronomy 32:16-18 passage where the prophet very aptly predicts how Israel will forsake the one true God. follow false gods and be punished. And also in regards to this emailer, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you blaspheme when you talk about him being a false prophet of the Christians, you blaspheme him. He predicted the temple destruction because of Israel's rejection of him. This is recorded in Matthew 23, 37 through 39. Jesus writes, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And that's the Matthew 23 passage where the Lord Jesus Christ is addressing the Jewish nation. He's addressing Israel, specifically Jerusalem, telling them then that because of their rejection, they're going to be left desolate, their house desolate, the city completely destroyed. Going on to quote in Matthew 24, 1 through 2, quoting, Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, Do you not see all of these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. That's the prediction that Jesus made, that the buildings of the temple compound and the Jewish temple itself would be utterly destroyed so that not one stone was left on the other. This prediction was made in approximately AD 30, and we see in history the fulfillment in AD 70 as Titus and Vespasian surrounded the city of Jerusalem, laid siege to it, and eventually utterly destroyed it. The Romans came in and they burnt the temple. All of the gold that overlaid the wooden beams melted down in between the stone structure. And the Romans came in when it cooled and they removed every scrap of gold, dismantling the stones down to the foundation so that not one stone was left on the other. A very literal fulfillment of the prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Going on further, Stephen, who was a Jew, the Christian, early Christian disciple Stephen, he addressed the Pharisees and Sadducees in regards to the rebellion of the state of Israel. He states this in Acts Chapter 7, verses 51 through 58. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom now you have become the betrayers and murderers. You have received the law by direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, this is talking about the Jewish establishment that heard Stephen's message. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, talking about Stephen, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, "Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. Acts 7:51-58. Showing clearly the early stages in the book of Acts of the Jewish establishment persecuting Christians, one of their own, Stephen, who claimed to be a Jew, who testified against them to the fact that they murdered the Messiah. The prophet Jeremiah foretold the punishment of Israel for violating God's law and how that their temple was destroyed as part of the 70-year judgment. This is the first destruction of the temple. When Israel rebelled, they violated the land Sabbath, and according to the prophet Jeremiah, they suffered 70 years of captivity under the Babylonians because of their violation. Jeremiah prophesies this in the following verses, Jeremiah 25:10-11. "Moreover, I will take from them the voice of myrrh and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Jeremiah 25:10-11, a prophecy of Israel's judgment under the nation of Babylon. Young Daniel, who was a prophet, taken in captivity by the Babylonians, he recognized this, and he prayed for national repentance, which did lead to the subsequent rebuilding of the temple and of Jerusalem. So keep in mind, Israel committed a national crime against God. They violated the land Sabbath. They were punished nationally by the Babylonians taking and destroying Jerusalem and their temple. And then when Daniel recognized this and he prayed a prayer of repentance, the temple and the city were restored. Going into Daniel 9:2-7, "I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers, and all the people of the land. Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those who hear and those far off, those near and those far off, in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you." Daniel 9:2-7. Daniel made a prayer of national repentance. So to those of you and to this emailer of Jewish descent, ask yourself, What sin has national Israel committed that they have lost their temple? Since 70 AD, the temple is gone. The Jews cannot do, according to the law of Moses, they cannot do all of the sacrifices that are commanded them. Why? What have they done? And I submit to you that it is the rejection of Jesus the Messiah, that their temple has been gone now for almost 2,000 years. And they continue to scramble and do things their way to gain their land through treachery, through global banking, through warfare, as we see in all of the headlines, as they rob the Palestinians of their land and commit violence on the women and children of Palestine. What sin have you committed, Israel? Why is your temple gone, Jew? Ask yourself that. On to our callers. Checking the call roster now. Chance from West Virginia. Chance, you're going to get interrupted by the break, but we're going to hold you over. Welcome to the show, Chance.
Yes, hello, Jeremy. Thank you for taking my call rather prematurely. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine up in the Northeast a little while ago. And I don't have the internet, but I'm sure he's telling me the truth. Have you heard anything? He said Van Morrison, I don't know if you remember Van Morrison, the singer from the 70s?
Yeah.
Well, he just came out with a double album, and he's got everybody from the ADL to Jaime's Corner Kosher Deli up in arms because he's exposing a lot of things in his lyrics, and I was just wondering if you heard anything about it. Like I said, I don't have the internet, so.
No, Van Morrison, I mean, isn't Van Morrison of the tribe? I thought he was Jewish.
No, he's from Belfast, Ireland. He's Christian.
Okay. I'm mistaken. Van Morrison. Yeah, brown-eyed girl, right?
Tupelo Honey, Brown Eyed Girl, Tupelo Honey. He just came out with a double album, my friend was telling me. And like I said, he's got everybody from the ADL to Morris B's to Jaime's Kosher Deli. They're all up in arms because he's exposing a lot of things in his lyrics. So I was just wondering if you heard anything about it or any of your listeners. I don't have the internet, so... But I'm sure he's telling me the truth. He's causing quite a stir, apparently.
No, hang on the line, and we got a break coming up here. We'll catch you on the other side of the break. I'll try to look that up and
okay,
see if I can find something, and we'll discuss it. Yeah, here on In Plain Sight, got the break coming up with Chance on the line, and we're talking about Van Morrison.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, This is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky. We're talking to Chance. And Chance, yeah, Mike sent me a Variety article here. And Van Morrison, they own the media, the 10 craziest lyrics from Van Morrison's latest album. He talks about his new release, the latest record project, number one. Talks about a series of bizarre rants and blues numbers that criticize the millennial culture, Facebook, the mainstream media, psychiatrists, judges, and with no apparent irony, people who bitch. in the article.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he figures he's made his millions. He's getting old now. I think he's 75 years old. What has he got to lose? He might as well come out and spill the beans, right?
He's criticizing the UK lockdowns and saying that the normal is no kind of normal at all. Man, this guy's based. Yeah, I like this. So, yeah, good information that you brought up to us here.
Yeah,
and I'm glad.
Well, like I said, I was speaking to a friend up in the Northeast, and I don't have the internet, so, but I'm sure he's telling me the truth. I heard, though, he's getting plenty of support, though. 90% of correspondence is in his favor. So he's making a difference. I say God bless him. Like I said, I guess it's due to the fact he's getting older, and he realizes, well, I don't have to rely on these SOBs anymore. I'm established. I'm comfortable. I'm getting old. I might as well, you know, spill the beans. God bless them. I was just curious, and I was just wondering if you heard about it. That's all. Because, like I said, I don't have internet.
Well, now I have. Thanks to your call, and thanks to Mike sending me this headline. So.
Well,
very good job, Chance.
I figured I'd throw that out there. Now, thank you, and God bless now, Jeremy.
Thanks a lot, Chance. Yeah, Van Morrison, Brown-Eyed Girl. Let's see. Give them an inch and they take a mile. Another song called No Lockdown took on the government and scientists making up crooked facts. No more lockdown, no more government overreach. Saying Van Morrison. No more fascist bullies disturbing our peace. Very based. Wasn't aware of that. Kudos to Van Morrison, singer of Brown Eyed Girl, for coming out against the Jewish establishment and the COVID lockdowns, which are intertwined. So, yeah. Anyway, we're here taking your calls tonight on Wednesday night's spiritual aspect of In Plain Sight. And let me know what you think. Just as I was saying before, you know, the Jews say that they worship the one true God, but how do they do that without a temple? The temple has been gone. The temple has been gone since 70 AD, as I mentioned in the previous segment. And every time in the Babylonian captivity, when their temple was destroyed and Jerusalem destroyed, that was a sign that they were in rebellion, that they were being punished. So the question persists, what are they being punished for now? What have they been punished for 2,000 years nearly? With the temple having been destroyed in 70 AD, they can't do their ritual sacrifices according to the law of Moses. So the Talmud, the Jewish Talmud, and all of their oral traditions allows them to get around this. But are they truly obeying the law of God? No, they are not. The answer is they cannot have true obedience to the law with the temple being gone. And so the question at the forefront is, what is it that they have done? What national sin have they committed for Jerusalem to have been inhabited by foreigners for nearly 1800 years and for the temple to still be gone? It's still gone. And what I'm proposing to you is that the new temple, the third temple, will be evil. It will be one established by the Antichrist and his forces. And according to Daniel 9, the Antichrist will sign a treaty with the Jews in the new temple to establish his image, the image of the Antichrist, that will be worshipped by the world. And anyone who doesn't bow down to worship will receive the mark of the Antichrist, will not be allowed to buy or sell. You won't be allowed to eat. Does that sound familiar? Without the mask, you can't participate. You can't buy or sell without the vaccine. That's exactly where we're going. Back on the other side of In Plain Sight with more callers. See you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Back to the show in plain sight. Jeremy from Kentucky, back to the phones. Dan from Washington. Dan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I'm in the heart of the fuel shortage now all of a sudden. So yeah, in Georgia, a lot of stations are totally out of diesel fuel. So. Yeah.
And you're a truck driver, right?
Yeah. So I'm hoping to get stuck maybe down in Florida by a beach somewhere, and then if all the fuel runs out, I'm cool. See how it goes. But this whole thing is the supply, the supply chain disruptions seem to be totally planned, and this seems to be last night I was thinking trauma-based mind control, but I think, they have to keep throwing something at us all the time, constantly. But I think it's more precise. I think they're measuring how all these little impacts affect society or something. I don't know. It's a global thing. It's a global plan for somehow. Like the tanker that got stuck in the Suez Canal. I mean, it's just so much little stuff here that
it's almost like it's directing us in a certain path. And if I were just to guess, like I said on last night's show with Patrick, I mean, maybe it's directing everyone into the new, Green New Deal energy plan, where you get away from fossil fuels. That seems to be what it's doing.
I was thinking that too, and I know, watch out because of the fires. I grew up in the Northwest, and we never had forest fires just burning out of control for months and months. But, the past few years, they have, so that's another way they do it too. They just say, look, global warming. You can't put the fire out.
If they were legitimately concerned about the environment and about us, that would be one thing. But I just don't think that they are. I think that their agendas are totally anti-white. and you know, just designed to gain power over the predominant white population. I think that's what this all is all about. You know, if our government really cared about the environment and wanted to steer us in better, you know, paths to preserve the environment, I'd be all for that. But I just don't see any kind of benevolence in their actions. I think they're out to harm us. And so that's why I would be against anything that they do like this.
I agree. I mean, I think even the electric cars, like, well, if we were in Afghanistan, I know there's a lot of lithium there. And, you know, it's kind of like now that they've cornered the world lithium market, let's make everyone use, you know, battery powered. I think it's all profit driven. You know, it's not making sense. But
yeah,
that's all. Yeah. Oh, and on the Russia front, I didn't make my point very good last night, but you know, you're talking about the right wing faction of Jewish power in Russia, and mm-hmm. then the left wing under Biden. I mean, when they say, like, when Biden does that order, you know, anyone that helps Russia will seize your assets. It's kind of like the two factions of Jews are, it's more of a feud between them, really, versus maybe going after us or against, what do you think? I mean, are they even enemies? I mean, they're friends too, though. So, I mean, it's not like the two factions are wanting to go to war with each other. But
the Chabad Lubavitch faction in Russia does, you know, those Jews do tend to favor the right-wing policies in America, Donald Trump and whatnot. And so you do see this clash, yeah. So I think it is. I think it is playing out like that, a clash of the left and right-wing Jewish powers. And it's not Russia itself. It's not the Russian people, but it's Jewish power in Russia, the oligarchs there.
Yeah, so it's kind of our Jewish oligarchs trying to tell their oligarchs to stay out or something. This is our territory. These are our goyim.
That seems like what it is, yeah.
Anyway, I'll let the other callers get on.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks for
calling. Yep. All right, thanks.
Okay, let me check the call screen here. And let's see, Marcus from Idaho. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy. I'm kind of concerned and a little bit pissed about people talking about the Muslims being the underdog in this whole deal. The Muslims have been attacking everybody. Anywhere that the Muslims get an upper hand, they take over and they destroy societies. They're a great destroyer. So I don't have a whole lot of love for Israel, but I do see that as a biblical place for them, and that is right for that country. So I'm just anybody that's saying that the Muslims, the Palestinians are the people who were taken in the heel, that's false. Those people have been destroying any society that they are coming into contact with, and I resent that.
So let me make sure I understand your position. Your position is that the Palestinians are aggressors? Is that where you're coming from?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They will come down and they will destroy any society. They have, what was it, 15 churches a month or whatever in France were being destroyed, Christian churches being destroyed, and the mosque was being put in their place. Every single time, they're destroying Europe as we speak. Those people are not our friends. They are a mad race. There's something wrong with them. I don't know if it's drinking too much camel piss or whatever it is, but they're they're not people that we should be saying that is the underdog in this. They're terrible people, and not everyone in the FBI is a terrible person. No, they're all terrible people. The whole doggone race.
I agree with you on the FBI. As far as the Muslims, I mean, indeed, the Muslims have been allowed to invade Europe by, you know, the Jewish-dominated establishment in Europe. I mean, that's very clear. But the Muslims are going to do what the Muslims do. They were allowed in Europe, and, you know, they see European women not clothed properly, according to their standards.
We're not talking about the Jewish people themselves doing this. We're talking about oligarchs and people who have power that are in the New World Order concept, trying to destroy the whole nations of the world in order to bring in the New World Order. We're not talking about the Jewish people.
Well, that's the thing. Those people that are in power in Europe and America are predominantly Jewish elite. They're bringing the Muslims. As far as the Palestinians,
that's a crappy thing.
The Palestinians, there's a lot of Christians that are Palestinians. So, I mean, I don't...
Small percentage.
I don't blame the Palestinians per se, because they've been there for a while, and Israel is coming on to the land that the Palestinians have been on.
It is ancestral homelands. It's like, you know, all of a sudden somebody wiped out Americans and then took over our land, and then 300, 400, 500 years later we said, you know, this is our land. This is where our forefathers died, and our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers are buried and fought in the Civil War. We feel that this is our land, and somebody's saying, well, no, you can't have your land. That wouldn't be good. I'd fight that. I'd fight that tooth and nail. Because my ancestors came over here in 1500s. They've been here for a very long time and created this land and fought hard and, you know, died and, shed their blood on this land, and this is our land. This is just like it's the Indians' land, as much as it's the Indians' land as much as our land.
Let me make it clear. You're taking the side of the Israelis in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Is that
true?
Oh,
hell yeah. I have no love for any Muzzy. There is no love that I have for any Muzzy, and I'm just pissed off that people are saying, you know, the Muzzies are the wimps on this whole thing. No, they're not. No, okay. They're not.
Well, and you know, as you mentioned, America took the land, you know, of the North American continent from the Native Americans here in America, and we've been here for a couple hundred years. So what you're saying is that, I guess if the Native Americans fought back and tried to get the land back from America, that's kind of the paradigm that you're presenting.
The Native Americans would have enslaved everybody else. If some tribe had been able to overwhelm the rest of the tribes, they would have done it and taken it over. The same with the Native American tribes from south of the border. If they had been powerful enough to combine their forces to take over things, they would have done it. We did some crappy things. I think a lot of it was due to influential people like the Rockefellers and such, which intentionally tried to destroy the Buffaloes. I think that was the railroad and the moneyed individuals which wanted America in a certain way. It wasn't the people. It wasn't necessarily the heart of the people, which were just trying to live and okay. didn't fight back until people fought against them and destroyed them and their families. And then they would say, geez, you know, this ain't cool.
I do got to move on to other callers. But you are taking the side of the Israelis then in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So if that's your stance, then I want to acknowledge that, and we'll just move on.
Yes, sir. I'm taking the side of the Israelis. I think that's their land. God gave that land to them in the Bible. We can see that. Yes, I have no qualms to say that they are rightful to defend their land and be as hard as they need to be against those Muzzies because they're crazy bastards.
Okay. Well, I don't want to argue with you. I'm just clarifying your position, but we do got to move into other callers. Thank you, Marcus, for your call. Appreciate your input. All right, and let's move on to White Rose from Colorado. White Rose, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. Geez, where do I start? You ever hear of Benjamin Friedman?
Yeah.
Okay, re-listen to what Benjamin Friedman has to say. I believe he worked for Jacob Javits in New York City. He was a Jew. He'll tell you everything you need to know about the Jews of today. Okay, first of all, the Arabs of today are all Ishmaelites. They are all true sons of Abraham, actually, whereas not a single Israeli is a son of Abraham. They have no Abrahamic blood in them. Very little Abrahamic blood in them, maybe through Edom, through Esau, maybe, but not much, okay? Mostly Khazarians, okay? Usurpers, okay? So Benjamin Friedman lays it all out, tells you everything, and everything that he says falls right in line with what I said last week about the whole deal, okay? And when you call them Jews, you're falling into their trap. When you use the word tribe, you're falling into their trap. They want you to get you to think that they're Jewish, and Jewish has some kind of credibility, and it don't. It's Talmudism, Pharisee Talmudism, okay? And now, Catholic Church created the Muslim religion as a false opposition, too. And that's one of the reasons why we got all this trouble. And another reason we got all this trouble is because there's too many people in this country who think like this guy Marcus, with absolutely no facts and no information at all in his head. He's people like him is the reason why we're in big trouble. Big trouble.
So your stance is that the Jewish people are not the Jewish people, but they're Khazarians? You go with the Khazarian theory? Is that what I'm gathering?
They are nowhere. They're exactly what Benjamin Friedman says they are, and it's backed up by the studies of Wesley Swift and Bertram Comparé and the findings of the archaeologist in the English Museum.
So you go against the studies of the DNA that say that the DNA of the Jewish people today are, you know, similar to the DNA of the Jewish peoples of the ancient past?
The Jewish people of today are not Semites. They've never been Semites. They don't have a drop of Semite blood in them. They're just liars, okay? The Arabs are Ishmaelites. They have Abrahamic blood in them. The Caucasian people are the lost tribes of Israel, and we have Abrahamic blood in us, okay? The Jews are in big trouble because they need to find a person that is a Levite priest with a true Levite blood in them so they can start their whole thing up, but they have to make them captive. They have to find this person. That's the whole reason why they're going through all this blood thing, this testing of blood and genealogy stuff, to find a true Levite priest, because they know the location of the true Ark of the Covenant, which is on the Arab side of the fence, okay, which is where they're trying to steal the land right now.
Okay, so you're proposing that in the Bible, Genesis 10 is wrong, stating that
I'm saying that the Levite priests hid the Ark of the Covenant. The temple was set up in such a way with levers and fulcrums so that the Ark of the Covenant, the original one, the real one, is down in Jeremiah's cave, down below the Alar Mosque Mosque. It's somewhere in that, somewhere on that side of the, it's on the Arab side of the fence.
But what I'm saying is, according to the Bible, according to the Bible, in Genesis 10, the Abrahamic peoples, which were the Israelites, come from Shem. The European peoples come from Japheth and the sons of Noah. Japheth had sons, Magog, which were the Slavs, and Ashkenaz, which were the Germans. So you're saying that that is all wrong, and that the Europeans are the real Jews.
No, I'm saying that people are understanding it incorrectly. The whole bloodline thing is all important. It has to do with genealogy and the purity of blood. And adultery has to do with adulterating your blood by mixing races, for one thing, but not just having affairs on your wife. Although the whole reason why we're in this trouble, because Eve committed adultery. Okay, that was the asshole. Eve committed adultery.
I understand what you're saying, that you're saying that Israel are the real Europeans. I disagree, but I don't want to get in an argument with you.
I'm saying that the 12 tribes of Israel are spread out all throughout the whole world in the Caucasian people.
You're saying that white people are the real Israel. That's what you're saying.
Yes, but not to be a supremacist of any. There's no supremacy in it at all. It has nothing to do with being supreme. It just has to do with facts.
Well, I disagree, and the Bible disagrees, but I don't want to argue with you. I just want to make clear what you're saying. I just wanted to clarify what you're saying.
I don't think the Bible disagrees. I think we're just. I'd have to go back to study that point where you're talking about to see what you're saying, what you're trying to get across to me. But I don't disagree with the Bible at all. I just think that through the translations and commas being put in the wrong place and different words being used, things have been made too confusing, and it allows people to fall into the trap of using the word Jew. We shouldn't even use the word Jew at all. Shouldn't even use it, ever.
I just wanted to clarify your stance. I didn't want to get into it with you. But I appreciate your call, and we did clarify what you're talking about. So even though I do disagree, we clarified it. So I appreciate your call, and we're going to move on. Thank you, White Rose. And next, Ken from New York. Ken, welcome to the show.
Well, it was an interesting conversation, nevertheless.
It gets a little deep sometimes.
Where did we lose the word Hebrew? Aren't they the people that actually inhabited Israel?
I mean, according to the old...
Along, I think it was a Roman, around the time of the Romans.
Well, Ken, the book of, let's see, in the Old Testament, you had Ruth, and Ruth uses the word Jew as so does Esther. The Old Testament book of Esther uses the word Jew. So, I mean, from what I'm gathering, Israel, Hebrew, and Jew are the same people, from what I'm gathering. So,
and the word Jew, I had heard that the word Jew was not actually used in the Bible. I mean, I got to be perfectly honest, I haven't looked at a Bible in a long time, but I think wouldn't it be a matter of translation, depending on which version you have?
Like I pointed out to White Rose last week, and he's welcome to call in again when we have more time. But the Old Testament was translated into Greek in 250 BC, and this is called the Septuagint. And our European, you know, ancestors, the Greeks, agreed with the Hebrew scholars on which books to include in the Old Testament, and in the book of Esther, as well as many other books in the Old Testament, you did have the word Jew come up, and that was the translation that they stuck with. And so I'm just saying that, you know, according to our, you know, according to the Septuagint, that, you know, the Jews were in the Old Testament, that the word Jew is legitimate. It's synonymous with Israel and Hebrew.
Well, my own personal thought is that the Jew of today is still not the one that was in ancient Israel. But I didn't want to burn all the time up on that. I just had a quick question to ask about, do you remember hearing this thing about the red heifer a while back? Whatever happened to it? Yeah. Oh, they're supposedly holding out, oh, we got a red heifer after 2,000 years. And the first thing I said, I think I called John up and I said, I think it was genetic engineering pulling a scam on us.
Well, I'm sure they have something that they can substitute. But the whole thing, the shot there is that they want to do sacrificial systems in their new temple, and the new temple is going to be evil. The new temple is not approved of by God. God allowed the old temple to be destroyed in 70 AD as a testimony to the Jews, saying, you are wrong. You rejected Jesus Christ. I've destroyed your temple. Right. And so they're going to try to ask.
Oops, I think that's it.
There's some kind of song playing. I don't know what that is.
I'm me. Thanks. Well, look, good night.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ken. Mike, there's a song playing. I don't know what that is. Oh, very good. There's like other callers that we're not going to get to, though. Tom from Utah. We're at the end of the show, aren't we? My goodness. I can't get to all you guys. Call back tomorrow night. I'll do another call-in show. Promise. Tom from Utah, James from Vancouver, Charles from St. Pete. Call in again. Apologize for not getting to you. You caught in just a little late. We'll be back tomorrow night on In Plain Sight with more truth. Y'all have a great night.
Everything you do. Rick's AIDS and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.